Saving Fiona, the story of the world's most famous baby hippo, is a special picture book written by Thane Maynard, who's the director of the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Thane.
Thanks very much. It's always fun to be on Cincinnati Public Radio.
Well, Fiona's story has captured the hearts of fans around the world. Tell us about Fiona's bumpy road into stardom, including the help from Children's Hospital.
I'll tell you what. I've been at the zoo 40 years, and I've never seen anything like the public response and affection and support for Fiona. I've traveled all over the world in the last year, and everywhere I go, people recognize, if I'm from the zoo, that I'm involved with Fiona, and they can't even believe it. Part of that, I do believe, is that she was saved from the brink. You know, no one had ever even seen a premature baby hippo before. Hippos are normally born underwater, and they are very precocious. They're big and robust. They weigh about 100 pounds. And, you know, they'll climb up on their mom's back on the day they're born, and then they'll nurse underwater. But in Fiona's case, she looked like a little 29-pound deflated football. She was just laying there on the floor. But when I got down there, not long after she was born, one keeper turned to another and said, "We can do this. We can raise her." And that's a lot to take on. No one had ever milked a hippo. We had to find out what was in the milk so we could make formula. No one had ever put an IV in a hippo. And by the time she was about 6 weeks old, just like a lot of premature babies, she was getting dehydrated. And we just needed to get fluids in her. But unlike a human where we can see our veins and hit them, hippos, even baby hippos, are chubby. But a young mom here at the zoo, who Children's Hospital had saved her daughter, but she'd been in there a long time. She's doing fine now. But that mom said, "Well, you know, when it got to where they had a hard time putting an IV in my daughter, they brought in a special team of nurses." And so we called Children's Hospital, and they sent over part of their vascular access team. And I'm telling you, this is like a SWAT team of nurses. They showed up, and they had a tricky little ultrasound wand, and they could see through the skin and through the fat and see where the veins were. And they hit it, and she's gained weight every day since, and now she weighs almost 800 pounds.
And Team Fiona, how many people are in that group?
Well, the folks just directly involved here on Team Fiona totaled about 30. And that was obviously the keepers and the veterinarians and the vet techs and our nutritionists. But also, there were lots of other people from around the zoo who got involved and were hands-on. They would come and sleep with her or swim with her. And that's because it really did take a ton of effort that first 6 months to raise baby Fiona. Early on, she needed to be held 24/7 to help keep her warm. Then when she started to swim, people had to be there with her, even when it was shallow water in a little pool. She had four different sized pools as she grew up. And now, of course, because she's obviously good at being a hippo, nobody worries about her in the water. But when she first went out into the deep pool, which is 9 feet deep, and she was only 1 foot tall, oh, we were nervous wrecks. Because hippos really don't swim. You know, you hear that, but when you see her, she would take one gulp of air and then sink to the bottom like you dropped a bowling ball in there. And then she'd be down for a little while and burst back to the top to get a breath. But she obviously knew how to be a hippo because she's been doing great ever since.
And there are so many wonderful photographs of Fiona and her mom and dad. In the book, you've done a great job of telling her story through those photographs.
Well, we were really delighted to get to work with a big national publisher, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. They are renowned for their natural history publications for adults, as well as really neat kids' nonfiction books like this. So I know it'll have a big distribution with them, which is fun. And it is thanks to many of those photos were taken by volunteer photographers here at the zoo who help us all the time, taking pictures of lots of things here at the zoo. But with Fiona, that's part of what helped us really on the web, I think, captivate the world with her. I mean, you can argue here in 2018, she's the most famous animal in the world and certainly the most beloved hippo ever. If you think about it, you probably never said the sentence, "Boy, that's a cute hippo," before you knew about Fiona, but she actually does have a sort of permanent smile. When she swims by, she has a real interesting sort of look on her face. And she's very gregarious with people. You know, she was raised by people. So when she sees people through the glass or from over on the side of the exhibit, she's excited to see them. You know, she doesn't just ignore them as a hoofed animal might normally do. So it's been a neat thing Yeah, I remember when she was about 6 months old, a former board chair for the zoo called, who's a business leader, and said, listen, Thane, you need to get Bibi pregnant again so you can have another Fiona. And I said, there's never going to be another baby Fiona. I mean, it's like lightning in a bottle. That combination of, you know, our new exhibit with the crystal clear water so you can really see her, combined with the huge effort to save her, combined with the fact that it took off, you know, just on social media in a way no one had ever predicted. You know, she was on the cover of the New York Times style section, and they gave us two pages. When the author came from New York City, I said, gosh, the style section? And she stopped and looked at me like I was crazy. She said, Fiona is a celebrity like Beyonce. So I'm telling you, everybody has an affection for Fiona.
Well, I saw in the notes that her videos were accessed 144 million times last year. And she's got her own show on Facebook's Watch. How many staff members does it take to keep up with this flood of support and attention she's getting?
You know, Lee, it's been a remarkable run. It really has. Our zoo has really tried to be active in social media over the last decade, and that's grown year to year. And so the year before she was born, we were one of the leading zoos at numbers of hits on, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and, of course, number of views on YouTube, or what here we call ZooTube. But as of last year, in 2017, I mean, we surpassed everybody, even, you know, even the San Diego Zoo, because of Fiona specifically. We do have a team, our full-time team that's been here, of folks that pull together what we do on social media. It's a smaller number of people than you think, but they've been working very hard, that's for sure. The videos you see are mostly done by our in-house videographer, Pat Story. The photos, as I mentioned, are some by the keepers themselves when they're behind the scenes, some by volunteers out on the exhibit. And then, of course, the process of just keeping it out there. Twice over the last year and a half, we've tried to stop putting a daily post or a daily photo or story. And people just, they just go wild. They're like, no, we still want to hear about her. So every day we'll put something up and show what she's up to and how that's going. So it's a neat thing. It helps raise the profile of, you know, hippos are not endangered where they live in Eastern and Southern Africa, and yet there are less hippos than there were years ago just because, you know, the land is getting occupied by people for agriculture and housing, and as a result, at times there's more conflict with wild animals. You know, if we had a hippo living in our backyard, it would eat your whole garden in one night, and, you know, if that's how you fed yourself, you wouldn't like that. So the zoo's involved with conservation like crazy throughout Africa, and particularly where hippos live in East Africa and Southern Africa. So Fiona certainly helps us tell that story.
And the proceeds from this book will help with her food, and taking care of her?
Absolutely. We've been fortunate that lots of local groups, famously Cincy Shirts and Grater's Ice Cream, Rookwood Pottery and Buskin Bakery and Listerman Beer, many others, chipped in some proceeds from their Fiona products to help support her and her family. But in the case of this book, that as well, those proceeds will go to support our hippo program. You might say, well, gosh, right now you just have two hippos. But that exhibit, like any aquatic exhibit, is expensive to run because it's got a huge filter. Hippos, of course, eat a lot, 100 pounds a day, and they poop a lot. So without that filter, the water would look like chocolate milk. But it's the biggest swimming pool filter I've ever seen. It's just gigantic. And as a result, that's how the water's clear. So, yeah, it takes a lot to raise baby Fiona.
Do you see her staying here?
Well, we certainly plan on that. She's our franchise player. So zoo animals do move around a lot for sort of a match.com for endangered species. And that's important for genetic reasons. But our hope is that she will be here another 5 or 6 years. And when she's mature enough, we'll bring a boyfriend in for her. And Fiona would have a baby. But that's a ways off in planning, but that's what our goal is.
Well, thanks for sharing Fiona's story with us tonight, Thane.
Well, you bet. Thanks very much.
I've been speaking with Thane Maynard, director of the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, about his book, Saving Fiona, the story of the world's most famous baby hippo. You'll find a link to the Cincinnati Zoo in this book about Fiona on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.